Bonneville, with 25 years under her belt as a civil servant, there is not much that Renee Stoyles, the general manager of corporate services for the town of Bonneville, hasn't done. Stoyles didn't start her career in the role she is in now, but slowly moved her way from a student position, up the ladder and through various departments learning as she went. She has worked for the town ever since. In 1996 and 2 years out of high school, Stoyles took part in a practicum that led to a casual summer position with the town in the administration department. At the time, she wasn't sure what she wanted to do for a career, but thought office work may be something she would enjoy. It was a practicum that led into a casual position, that led into a summer position, that led into another casual position that finally led into a full-time career, she tells Lakeland This Week. From December 1996 to 98, Stoyles worked as a casual clerk for the town before moving into a full-time position as the utility clerk. Over the years, Stoyles filled many roles within the municipal government, including utilities, accounts receivable and payable, and property taxes. I really enjoyed working in every department, mostly the finance. I started as a casual in finance and administration, a backup for anybody who was sick, or any special projects that they needed a hand in, and then went into utilities first, Stoyles recalls. There was the full-time job that came up and I applied for that and was successful. While working full-time with the town and starting her own family, Stoyles chipped away at a local government certificate offered by the University of Alberta, completing a course every term. Back then it was online, but it was through the mail online. Where you got your books and sent everything in by snail mail, she laughs looking back. In 2007, she completed her degree, and was promoted to the town's finance officer in 2009. Then in 2012, Stoyles took over the role of Director of Finance before accepting the position of General Manager of Corporate Services just over a year ago. Working for municipal government, Stoyles notes that you must be a person who enjoys change. It's ever-changing, and you have to be constantly ready to adapt. There is never a day that you are going to do twice, I'll put it that way. But there is always something interesting and fun to learn. Legislation changes, people change every 4 years. There is always a learning day. Although the roles Stoyles has taken on in her career come with big responsibilities, she says the highlights of her job have always been the people she has worked with, and the relationships she has been able to build along the way. The completed regional waterline, I got to say that's one of the big ones, a big project that I worked on, from the finance end of it. I got to say I love my job. Stoyles credits her long and dynamic career in municipal government to taking advantage of opportunities that presented themselves as she went along her professional journey. Also recognized for service to the town of Bonneville on December 14, during the regular council meeting, were four other employees. Tracy Ghostkeeper, who currently fills the role of executive assistant, was recognized for working for the municipality for 5 years. Dana Mugford, the town's pool supervisor and administrative assistant, was recognized for 10 years of services. Deborah Horiachka also received acknowledgement for her 10 years of service to the town of Bonneville. Horiachka is the main customer service support backup for all areas of finance and planning and is one of the first faces people see when they visit the town office. Public Works operator Chris Oman received recognition for 20 years of service but was not present at the meeting.